So good morning. So let's begin. So we're continuing now in Parakei. So remember again, at this point in time, we're up to what he calls the Mafsid Hashlishi, the third detrimental aspect to going ahead and acquiring or maintaining or cultivating the Midah of Zahirus. And that the Mechaber explains is what he calls the Chevra, negative Chevra. Remember, so we spoke about if you keep bad company, a person could do all the right things, but at the end of the day, bad Chevra ultimately prevents me from becoming a contemplative and thoughtful individual. So we left off, he said, this is what Shlomo HaMelech warns us against when he says, Im Shonim Al Tis'arav. It's actually interesting Lashon. Im Shonim Al Tis'arav, literally, do not go ahead and mix. Shonim means like a deviant. So we'll say what that means is people who dafka go against the ways of the Torah. Don't go ahead. I will say now, I want to be clear with this also. Remember, this is not just saying that a person should only associate with people who are observant or people who keep them. He's saying there's a difference. There, Baruch Hashem, you know, there are, Jews are wonderful and Jews are sweet and Jews are beautiful. And so somebody might not know. So just because somebody doesn't know, Chas Shalom doesn't make them any worse or better of a person than me. What he's talking about over here is people who exert an actively negative influence. You know, there are some people that are just negative people. They're just toxic people to be around. Either they're toxic emotionally, or they're toxic spiritually, they could be toxic intellectually, whatever it is, but just make sure that if a person is not the right influence for you, Shlomo says, don't mix with such a person. So we'll say, this is amazing, because this you hear this all the time. So we'll say, we saw this in Maseches Kesuvos, that a person is always supposed to be Me'urav Esmabri. This person is always supposed to be the kind of person that could get along with everyone. So doesn't getting along with everyone mean that I can maintain relationships and friendships with everyone, even a person who is spiritually negative? So, Kol Ha'adam, right? Except everyone. Afa Ta'amar Lo. So say to that person, 1 second. When is that true? Bivnei Adam Sha'osim Ma'aseh Adam. I will say, when are you supposed to be Mu'urevisim Abrios? That's when a person acts like a person. Achlo Bivnei Adam Sha'osim Ma'aseh Behima. But I will say, if a person acts more like an animal than a human being, then by definition, it's not a good idea to go ahead and socialize with them or connect with them. Ushlama Masir Old, Lech Mi Neged Ish Ksium. Shlomo Melech warns us, he says, get away, we'll go far away from the fool. V'davra Melech Amar, Ashri Ish Asher Lo Halach Ba'asas Rishoim, Ubeyara Chatoim Lo Amad, Uv Moshev Leitzim Lo Yoshev. Rabbi says, it's a very profound pasuk, and then Gemara. V'davra Melech says, first thing, you know, it's very interesting that, you know, that in literature in general, so the opening sentence of any book, of any work of literature, sets the tone. So it's interesting that David HaMelech's opening phrase is, praiseworthy is the man who did not walk in the counsel of the wicked, who did not stand in the pathway of the sinner, over Moshe of Leitzim Loyashev, and did not sit in the company of scorners. So what does this mean? Ukvar Perishus Velzel Sharon, look what the Gemara says. Im halach sofo lamot ve'im amad sofo leishev. If you notice over here, David HaMelech records three different actions. He says, don't walk in the counsel of the wicked, right? Do not stand in the pathway of the sinner, and do not sit in the company of scorners. So the Gemara darshins from here, and it says that if you go ahead, and if you end up walking with the wicked, you will end up standing with them. Right? So you'll end up, I mean, remember, walking at least, person can say, all right, I haven't fixed my place. If you walk with them, you'll stand with them. And if you stand with them, what's going to happen? You're going to sit with them. The idea ultimately is that sometimes what looks to us as just, it's not going to influence me, it's not going to have a negative impact in me, suddenly before I know it, I'm sitting with the scornful. Va'omer lo yashavti im meseshav ve'im na'alamim lo avo sanisi kahamireimim. And I will say, Simei Dekos, another pasuk from Tehillim, I did not sit with meseshav, with those who go to waste away their lives, ve'im na'alamim lo avo. And again, he writes over here, na'alamim, he writes in footnote, quoting Rashi, ha'nichnasim b'seser la'azos v'machshach ma'aseim. Those who go ahead and commit their averos in private. So, must remember, you know, Chazal speak about this, that sometimes a person who commits his averos in private is even worse than a person who sins in public. Because at least a person who sins in public says, I don't care what anyone thinks, I don't care what God thinks, I don't care what man thinks. But a person who goes ahead and sins in private essentially does what? I care about what people think, but I could care less about what God thinks. So also, again, I want to be clear for the record, both are bad. Both are bad, right? I mean, I'm not endorsing either one, but just on the record, I want to. But the idea is that those who go ahead and kind of like the truth is, you know, the interesting part is, if we're honest, we all lead a double life to a certain degree. Meaning that what that means is like we all do things wrong. We don't broadcast those things. We're not supposed to broadcast those things. So, you know, I'm one person kind of here and I'm another person there. So we all have that little bit of split personality. But that's different than people who go out of their way to project one persona and actively know that it's false because of actions they're doing elsewhere. So David HaMelech says, I did not sit, I did not associate, I despise the sinner. Really, the sin. Ein lo la'adam ela letar ulenakos batzmov lenorak lov meidarchei ha'hamon ha'shekun behevli azman. I will say it is important for a person letaher to purify ulenakos and to cleanse himself and to prevent his feet from walking with the hamon, the multitudes who are involved behevli azman, who are involved in nothingness. The yashiv raglav el chatzos Hashem ve'al mishkenosav. And a person has to go ahead and literally set his feet to walk towards the literally Chas Hashem to the courtyards of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his Mishkan. The idea Rabbi say is it is so easy in life to fall into the wrong company. It is so easy ultimately to associate with the wrong kind of person, and it is so easy to just get involved in all of the wrong stuff in life. And a person has to make a conscious decision to walk in the right direction. He goes on, Husha David Atzmo Misayim Va'omer. This is what David HaMelech himself writes when he says, where he ends off that previous pasuk, I will wash literally in the cleanliness of my hands and I will circle your Mizbeach Hashem. And if it happens to be that he finds himself in the company of people who are scornful and who are mocking, lo yashis libo elalagahu, don't pay attention to it for 1 second. Adrabo, yilag amaligov vivazim. Rather, you make fun of those who are making fun of you. Ve'achsho bedaito kilule haya. So listen to this. So this is a challenge because sometimes we find that, you know, the reality is, if the unfortunate reality is that sometimes this we don't really encounter this challenge with non-Jews, because non-Jews very often are respectful of what it is that we do. Sometimes we encounter this challenge with Jews. And sometimes it's even friends of ours, and perhaps I have a chevra, and I've grown more than my friends. And so they're going to see me, what are you doing? Right? Come on. You know, I'm sorry? Yeah, right. That's a little personal. I'm saying that's a little like, right. Who are you? Like, right, you're suddenly, you know, and you know, what happens is it's very intimidating for a person. It's. No, I was kidding. I was making leitzanos. So the idea is, so a person has to go ahead and be strong. A person has to be able to stand up. And look, he gives an incredible marshal. He says, "Kilule hayalo laharviach mamon harbe, haya maniach mashaya tzarich laze bibnei shechaber of shlo yilagu." Rabbi said, "Listen to this. Let's say somebody said, 'I'm going to give you $1 million as long as you stand in a chicken costume in front of the shul, right? And wave a big sign that says Mincha at 7:10, right?' So I didn't even have to finish a sentence, right?" $1 million. I'll do it for $100,000. So the idea is, if somebody told me to do something that was objectively silly for money, of course I would do it. See here, if I'm serving on Kalish Baruch, when it's not silly, again, it's all good. Right? I have in my image, you know, those guys who stand on the corners like they flip the signs around. What he's saying is, you would do it. People do all kinds of things for money because, first of all, money's important. Not just silliness, but money's important. So people do all kinds of things. And the truth is, I could care less about what anyone has to say if I'm earning the money that I need to earn. So if it's true with money, then ultimately, how could it not be true with Avodas Hashem? then all the more so, ultimately, again, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked me to do something, so my friends make fun of me, my friends disparage me, doesn't make a difference. Kol Shekin Shel Yirtzeh La'Abei Nishmaso Emelag Ve'Al Derech Zeh Hizhiru Zichronam Levracha. This is what the Mishnah Avo says when it means be bold like a leopard to do the will of your Father in heaven. You have to be bold sometimes, not sometimes. You must be bold in order to be a Jew. David Amalek says, and I will speak in your Torah even when I'm with other kings, and I will never be embarrassed. Even though what do kings talk about? Kings talk about what their next pleasure is going to be, what the next riches they're going to acquire. V'David shehaya gam kein melech lichorit yelo lecherpa ki biyosa bechavrasim yehu medar b'divrei musar v'torah tacha sapra min agdolos mitanogis b'nei adon kimohem. Because again, David HaMelech is sitting there in the assembly of kings, and what is he talking about? He's going to talk about ruchnius and spirituality and all of these things. It's going to be a shtickle embarrassing. Hinei lo haya chash lezeh klal. David HaMelech could care less. And he would not get involved with the silliness that other people get involved in. Because he knew the truth. I will speak in your Torah, even opposite other kings, and I will not be embarrassed. And Yeshaya Hanavi says the same exact thing. I will make my face literally like Chalamish. Chalamish is a rock. I'll be like a rock. And the rock is simply impenetrable. It won't matter. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. I know what's correct, and I will not be embarrassed. So Rabbi Sayyid, what comes out from this parak, and with this we'll stop today, is that Lemaisa, the importance of acquiring the Midah of Zahiros, which of course we've spoken about over the last couple of chapters, but more importantly, to recognize what it is that prevents us from becoming contemplative and thoughtful individuals. Number one, Tirda, too busy. We have to set aside time to be able to learn. We have to be able to set aside time to contemplate, because those are the things that keep us or that make us into thoughtful individuals. Number two, Leitzanos. Sometimes there is a Yitzhar to make a mockery and to make things silly and to constantly joke around. Jokes are fine. Happiness is wonderful. Simcha is excellent. But a person also to have approach life with a COVID rosh, a sense of seriousness as well. And number three, Chevra. A person has to make sure to associate with the right peer group, has to make sure that even if people who I'm around are disparaging of what I'm doing, have askan amer, be bold like a leopard, do what needs to get done, and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu.